The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Inside Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden is a library for patrons, but not filled with books. Instead, it's a seed library filled with endless gardening possibilities. With admission to Lewis Ginter, patrons can check out all types of fruit, vegetable, and flower needs for their own personal gardens. To celebrate Earth Day, I sat down with Kristen Thorman, Lewis Ginter's Vice President for Learning and Engagement, to discuss the importance of connection within gardening, the effects of climate change, and how just one seed can help shape the community. Tell me a little bit about what exactly a seed library is and Lewis Ginter specifically.
So our seed library lives within the library at Lewis Ginter. The library is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. It's a circulating collection of seeds. Anyone who comes to the garden can have access to the seed library. So through general admission, you come, you pay and enter the garden. You head to our library, peruse the card catalog. They can search that catalog, find that seed that really inspires them, check it out, and then we're hoping that you're going to go home, plant those seeds, grow that plant, leave it all the way until it starts to create its own seeds, harvest them, and then ideally people would bring those seeds back to the library and return them as a way of perpetuating that resource.
What outreach connections do you have to the community?
The seed library is wonderful because we can take it on the road. We have been at farmers markets, public library programs, schools as well. It's a wonderful way to engage with people in their neighborhoods, where they are, where they visit every day, and give people the opportunity to really kind of spark some excitement for growing plants in their garden.
Is it required that you bring seeds back? Is there a penalty if you don't bring anything back?
We hope that people will bring seeds back, but it is absolutely not a requirement. We really are just trying to inspire people to get out, get their hands dirty, and then ideally they're bringing them back, but absolutely it is not a requirement.
One thing that I thought was a really important connection with our conversation was it is Earth Day and climate change is obviously something we think about and hear about every single day. What have you seen and what are your thoughts on how that's changing and the worries of climate change with planting?
We are planning for climate change at the garden. So it is something that as we are deciding what to plant and what plants will be able to survive in this changing climate, one thing in particular is that as it's getting warmer, that's where we're starting to see the zones change a little bit. And so we're starting to be able to grow things that typically would grow in a warmer, almost you would think of like a more tropical climate. And so that change happens gradually, but it's very real. So it could affect things like our frost state and when you can plant things like vegetables for the coming season without having to worry about them freezing. So there are long-term effects, but there are also kind of seasonal effects as well.
What would be the biggest message you would want to send to people that don't see that as important in today's society?
Gardening is so important. And I think the seed saving aspect of what we do with the seed library is also, it's like that next step. Like gardening in itself, it creates habitat for pollinators where you can grow your own food. We can perpetuate native plants and make sure that we are gardening sustainably. I think one of the most important things is that it helps with preserving genetic biodiversity. And so one way that we really see value in maintaining that biodiversity is by empowering people to save their own seeds and really pass them down from generation to generation.
Kristen Thorman, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.